This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea began a closed, watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un. That's according to state media on Sunday. This is amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Kim Jong-un is widely expected in the next week to announce his plans for North Korea following the expiration of its self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer a better proposal in stalled nuclear talks. North Korea has boycotted nuclear talks for months and recently threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. An official said earlier this month that denuclearization is off the negotiating table. Those threats, mostly made by lower-level officials, are widely seen as an attempt to increase pressure on the United States ahead of North Korea's deadline. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Taliban has assaulted an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers and injuring 4 others. An Afghan military statement said Saturday the pre-dawn insurgent bomb and gun raid took place in Helmand province, where most of the districts are controlled by the Taliban. Provincial government spokesman Omar Zawak told VOA the assailants detonated a bomb before storming the installation. The ensuing clashes, he said, continued for several hours and both sides suffered casualties. However, a local Afghan official told VOA, on condition of anonymity, that the Taliban attack killed 17 soldiers and wounded 6 others. Local media reported the Taliban dug a tunnel to reach the army base. A spokesman for the Taliban claimed in a statement its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghan forces. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that while a prisoner swap is supposed to take place Sunday, the list of individuals to be handed over between central Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists has not been finalized. The notion of an all-for-all prisoner exchange gained momentum during peace talks in Paris December 9th among the so-called Normandy Four. That's Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany, trying to bring an end to the 5-year conflict. He called finalizing plans for the exchange the year's most difficult task. Thousands of protesters opposed to the French government's plan to revamp the retirement system marched through Paris the 24th day of crippling strikes, AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
In an unusual gesture, unions organizing the march asked Yellow West protesters to join them. The march coincided with the 59th consecutive Saturday of marches by the Yellow West movement that seeks social and economic justice. Brief scuffles marred the union march as individuals, some wearing masks, burned construction materials along the route. President Emmanuel Macron wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and rid the complex system of 42 special categories, notably railway and bus and metro employees, with their own rules. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Protesters in Iraq Saturday shut down a southern oil field and forced a cutoff of electricity at that facility amid ongoing unrest that racked the capital and mugged much of the southern Iraq since public anger first boiled over nearly 3 months ago. Reuters reported that the demonstrators called and chanted "No Homeland, No Oil" as they forced the closure of the oil field, which produces 90,000 barrels of oil each day. A federal appeals court has upheld the designation of a conservation area in the Atlantic Ocean. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
In 2016, former President Barack Obama designated 5,000 square miles of ocean off the coast of Massachusetts the home of deep-sea coral and vulnerable species of marine life as the Northeast Canyons and Seamounts Marine National Monument. Fishing groups sued, saying that monuments are on land, not in the sea, and the government should not control ocean space. A federal judge had dismissed the lawsuit, and now the D.C. District Court of Appeals upheld that decision. The National Resources Defense Council is applauding the ruling, which will help protect endangered whales, Atlantic puffins, and deep-sea coral. The fishing groups are considering another appeal. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.